Hey guys, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. You know, a lot of us, we see a lot of information on social media. If you're an adult male, adult female, I'm sure that there's a whole lot floating around on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it, and we consume a lot of this stuff. If you were to look at the screen time on your phone, it probably really shock you, right? Well, if it would shock you, think about your kids and how much time your kids spend on their phones as well, you know? So I personally think that it's one of the biggest challenges of humanity today. That in developed nations around the world, everybody's attached to smartphones, including children, and it presents some problems. Things are very different for kids today from how they were when, you know, people my age grew up. Yeah, I'm almost 50 years old. It's very different. Didn't have the internet, smartphones, there were no cameras documenting everything that we did. There were a number of challenging things, right? Of course, but, you know, it wasn't due to technology. Technology has made it easier for everybody to communicate with friends, for example. But this new age brings a lot of challenges for kids and for parents. And we need to understand those challenges so we can guide them more effectively. Of all the challenges our kids face, here's something that I think is really, really huge today, and that's interacting with social media. There's a lot of good that comes from social media, right? They can talk to people all around the world and enjoy entertainment. But kids today have to deal with a couple downsides. One is filtering out the negative aspects. And not just kids have to do that, right? Also, adults have to do it as well. Kids haven't developed a filter. You know, we have to be that filter for them for a while. And there are a number of social media dangers like comparison, inappropriate content, and bullying that come up a lot. It can be hard to figure out how to allow your kids into the world of social media while also keeping them safe. And it's important to be vigilant. If your kids are on social media, you have to monitor what they're seeing and what they're putting out and who they're talking to and who's trying to talk to them. Talk to them about what they see and how they feel about it. Another issue that arises from it is that people spend too much time on it, and kids do as well. This is a real struggle for a lot of parents out there, okay? You have to spend the right amount of time with children doing homework, doing chores, and being together as a family. Social media can take away from that, and finding balance is extremely tough. You know, I know in my case, I've got a son that loves to, learn things on YouTube. And that's great, but he can drown himself in it. I have a daughter who loves to discover new ideas and everything on Pinterest, or they're into like, you know, K-pop and Korean drama things. And, you know, a lot of these things you find online and social media, and yet it's like, okay, hey, where are you right now? What are you doing? Come back to the world. Let's spend some time together, right? So it can be a problem. It can be just as tough for adults to discipline ourselves with regard to social media. As I said in the beginning of this podcast, if you look at your screen time, it's probably more than what you think it is. So setting daily time limits can be helpful. Again, pay close attention and monitor the amount of time you and your children are spending on social media. You know, I can tell you that there are certain types of social media that are created. In fact, all of them are created to keep you there longer. But the new craze, it seems, for everybody is like TikTok, you know, where you're scrolling through video after video after video after video after video. And before you know it, you've spent so much time on there and you can't remember everything that you saw. And it's funny, on TikTok, they've got this FYP or this For You page, right? So you'll scroll through that part of it, but you scroll through that part of it so much that you forget about the other people who you selected to even follow. You know, a lot of people rarely even go back and say, oh, I followed this guy. No, I'm just scrolling through everything under the sun. And TikTok is never ending. It'll just feed you and feed you and feed you and keep feeding you. And it'll never, ever tell you, okay, you've had enough. You know, so think about what that's doing to your kids. Think about what that's doing to your family. A question for you, right? Couple questions for you. What do you think is the biggest challenge for your kids? It may not be social media. It could be something else. But I feel like for mine, it's just the internet, right? So huddle up with your kids and your spouse as well and ask, what do you think are some of the good things about social media? What do you think of some of the bad things? Okay, and find out what they say. Be interesting to hear what their accounts are. Now, I do have to tell you this as a parent. Sometimes you got to be ready for them to minimize what they think are some of the downsides, because they may be thinking that you're getting ready to implement this new rule and law in the house where you put the smack down on them and nobody gets to use the internet or go on social media again. But you do need to be able to have a serious, thoughtful conversation with your children about that. So just want to put that out there for you guys. You know, have that social media conversation with the kids. Have it often. Okay, and make sure that you're involved in what it is that they're posting, what it is and what it is that they're seeing, who they're communicating with, because there are serious dangers out there. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.